Well, just 2 weeks to go till the start of the season. Lights will go out at Donington Park. Looking forward to it, I'm sure, is Josh Cook, who joins me now. Josh, can I? That look on your face is your poker face that you've shown me before. You're looking forward to the season.
Yeah, that's my hungry face. It's almost dinner time. Yeah, I am looking forward to the season. Obviously, coming back again with the same outfit, you know, rebranded, new image of One Motorsport. And looking forward to building on the continuity of the past few years. Obviously, we've got some new developments with some new personnel, mix up of teammates, and obviously swapping powertrain back to the Neil Brown Honda engine. So there's a lot for us to be excited about.
Is that going to be the single biggest difference, the engine change? Because I know we spoke last season, and there was frustrations all over the place from various people. And that was there for you as well, because we spoke about it. So is that the thing you're looking forward to? Is it going to be the biggest single change for you?
I hope so. But, you know, we don't really know. You know, all we can do is, you know, prepare as best as possible. And we've given ourselves the best opportunity, made the best decision with the information at hand. And, you know, we know the car really well, as I've said for the past few years. You know, every single time we're making it that little bit better year after year, the powertrain, you know, used to be a little bit out of our control, even with the engine from, you know, the Toker engine from M Sport last year. You know, we had a really good year in 2021 with the Swindon powertrain. But I think this year, yeah, it's going to be a big change for us, but it's not a step into the unknown. You know, we have experience with this powertrain previously. We ran it in 2019, 2020. You know, there's been some developments since then. But, you know, now with us being in control of that powertrain unit rather than through Team Dynamics that it was previously, it gives us a little bit more freedom to maybe optimise that powertrain unit for us at One Motorsport rather than being a customer team.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of other variables in for this year. Let's talk about a couple of them. The option tyre coming back in. That's a potential game changer, I think, this year.
Yeah, you know, again, heading back to sort of pre-COVID times, you know, that's good. I mean, it always worked really well for us having the option tyre, and I think it definitely adds a twist to the championship as a whole. I think it's, you know, it's been good for us in the past, but it's good for spectators. And, you know, if it's good for spectators, it's good for the sport and it's good for us.
Now, we only go to Thruxton once this season, King of Thruxton, that you are, but we go to Donington twice and once on the GP circuit. You're looking forward to that? Do you know the GP circuit very well?
I've done the GP circuit a few times. I don't know why I'm called the King of Thruxton, but I'm called the janitor of Donington because I'm useless there. No, I'm not best pleased about it, but, you know, we are where we are, and no amount of begging or bribery is going to change the calendar, so I'll have to suck it up and deal with it.
The janitor of Donington. I'm going to remind you of that maybe twice this year. Hopefully not.
But yeah, well, let's just see you after qualifying before you say anything.
We're going to be in a good place, I know. The shootout is back as well for some of the rounds, which many people are looking forward to. The fans always love that. And are you looking forward to that? I mean, you've been in many of the shootouts, haven't you?
What's a shootout?
You're doing it to me again, aren't you? You know where all the top 10 get together and have a go at each other again.
You know, when you block people.
You're getting heckled by Jade Edwards.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, it's because I blocked her in, a couple of years ago. I gave her a flash of my lights because I was on a good lap, but it turned out she was on a lap that put her in the top 10 as well.
The only ever time, and he took it away from me.
Yeah, but, you know.
Happy days.
Oh, well.
And now you're in different teams, of course. It's all going to change. Going to change. Hissing in the background.
You better get out of my face.
Hybrid deployment changes as well. I mean, we only just got used to how it worked last season, and it's going to change again this year. But, I mean, you fan of the hybrid?
Yes, it adds a different element. I'm glad that there's some changes I think will hopefully help the front-wheel drive cars a little bit more. But, you know, every single time we get comfortable with the championship, we think we know where we are. Something evolves and something changes, and, you know, again, it's great for spectators, and but just so much to think about for us. You know, with the shootout coming back and the option tyre and the change of hybrid and change of the calendar, the order of the calendar as well, you know, yeah. that really changes the dynamic of a season. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot to process, a lot to think about, but, you know, that's why the continuity of me with the same team, the same people, same, you know, chassis and yeah. going to a powertrain that we've got experience with, you know, at least there's some continuity for us there.
One last change I just want to touch on with you, Josh, which could be something that relates to changing the dynamic of the season, is the new regulations on brake sets, which potentially could come into its own later in the season, depending on how heavy you are on the brakes. Donington and Alton, heavy on brakes. Is that going to make a big impact?
My solicitors advised me not to comment.
We'll pick that up during the year.
I understand how the regulation has ended up there. You know, and anything that we can save cost in the sport is important. Would I have saved cost on one of the fundamental safety features of the car? Not sure. Of course, there's, you know, there's performance to be had in making sure there's new brakes every time. You know, but the cars are heavy now. And we go to some circuits where we really do struggle with brakes as the race goes on. And I'm not a huge fan of not knowing if we've got that sort of maximum allocation. But again, it's another part of the strategy, is what it is. And, you know, we need to look at it as a championship. And if it is a step forward for the championship yeah. in the right direction, then that's good. If it's not, I'm sure it'll be readdressed and looked at. And, you know, that's all we can ask for the championship, is that we keep trying to make it better, trying yeah. to make it more cost effective, trying to get more fans to the circuit, make it more interesting, and you know, this is just one element to that. And I'm, you know, I'm sure not every driver or every team manager or owner agrees with every decision that's put on the table.
Okay, so just finally, new teammates around you for this season. One Motorsport, the new name for what was BTC Racing, of course. How's that relationship, how's that new family going?
Yeah, good. I mean, again, we had some pretty big personalities leave the team, so there were some big shoes to fill there. You know, of course, Aidan is quite a character, so he's, you know, and I get on really well with him, so I'm looking forward to working with him more and more. Obviously, we've already spent a bit of time together, and, you know, we get on well. And the most important thing to remember, you know, is we're all in it for the team. You know, of course we all want to win, but the best way that we're going to win is to all work together, and that's what we've been doing. I'm looking forward to seeing how Will progresses as well. You know, again, he's been a fundamental part of the team from the commercial side, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do behind the wheel of a Honda Civic.
Yeah. Have you changed your race helmet from that brilliant design that you had?
No, I haven't.
You've kept with it.
Because they're really expensive.
Right.
So I've kept the same one, but I treated myself. I put some new padding inside.
Wow.
Yep, fresh.
It's going to be a good season, I can tell.
Exactly.
Josh, really good to catch up with you. Have a good one.